Hey, Wowzer fams, Mindy here. And if you dig Two What's in a Wow, you're really going to dig the Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook. It's perfect for road trips or swatting away mosquitoes. The Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook is available now. Grown-ups, you can visit tinkercast.com/shop to learn more or find it wherever books are sold. That's it. Now let the game begin.
Sorry I'm late, Mindy.
Oh, hey, Guy Raz. Oh, love your outfit.
It's not an outfit, Mindy. This is scuba gear. I ran out of my scuba lesson to make it here on time for the game show.
You know, if you were an aquatic beetle, you wouldn't even need all that heavy equipment.
Well, I'm not an aquatic beetle.
I'm just saying, if you were, you would be able to breathe out of your, you know...
My what, Mindy?
You know, you're back there.
My what?
Your butt. If you were an aquatic beetle, you would be able to breathe out of your butt, Guy Raz. See, some aquatic beetles trap oxygen bubbles and make them cling to their butts. And they breathe through these bubbles when they're underwater.
Mindy, are you suggesting I create a butt bubble to breathe out of?
I'm just saying, it seems a lot more efficient than carrying around all that scuba gear.
Okay, enough about bubble butts.
It's butt bubbles.
Right, enough about butt bubbles, Mindy. Well, let's start the game show.
Oh, good. All right, let's cue the garden hose.
And power the lights in 3, 2, 1.
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after flossing your toes, it's Two What's and a Wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Welcome back, Wowzers! It's time for another breathtaking round of Two What's and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats.
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off on Friday.
We gave you 3 scientific statements about tears and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, some moths drink the tears of sleeping birds and horses?
Or was it B, elephants are the only other animals that cry tears of emotion?
Or was it C, all human tears have the same chemical makeup?
And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's Oliver from North Carolina. Oliver, what's the wow?
Hi, I'm Oliver, and I live in Durham, North Carolina, and here's my wow in the world. Some tropical moths have very unusual diets. They drink tears usually from animals such as horses, pigs, and deer, but they will also pick on unhappy humans. Say hi to Reggie for me.
Winner, winner, cry juice for dinner.
And there you have it, Wowzers. If you guess the answer A, that moths drink the tears of sleeping birds and horses, you found the winning wow. Congratulations, Wowzers.
Some moth species drink tears to help with their nutrition. Tears are packed with salt and even a little protein, and they're always ripe for the slurping.
Now, if you guessed B or C, you weren't that far off. Elephants do not cry at all. They have liquids that seep from the corners of their eyes, but they don't have tear ducts to drain them.
So, with nowhere to go, the moisture just streams down their faces, making elephants look like they're crying, even though they're definitely not.
And if you guessed C, it turns out that not all tears are created equally. In fact, there are 3 different types of tears, each made of different chemicals.
There are basal tears, which are the kind of tears that keep our eyes nice and wet.
There are also reflex tears, which are the tears that happen when you're around something that bothers your eyes, like raw onions.
And finally, there are emotional tears, the kind that shoot from your eyeballs and run down your face when you're really sad or sometimes really happy. Now, Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they won?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning contestants today will be taking home their very own invisible pool of tears?
Summer is right around the corner, and so we're celebrating with a little gift from our corneas. A giant kiddie pool filled with donated tears.
Donated tears?
That's right. You'd be surprised how many people send me jars of their tears. Now I finally have a use for them.
Okay, well, I guess congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. We're going to take a quick break so I can take off this really heavy oxygen tank, but when we come back, it's another round of Two Whats and a Wow.
Two Whats and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for NPR and the following message for parents come from NPR and NPR member stations. Support your local station at npr.org/stations.
That's it. Now back to the show.
And we're back for another round of Two Whats and a Wow. And the category for today is breathing. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with three scientific statements about breathing. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made up whats.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements about breathing is the true scientific wow? Is it A, a gorilla learned how to use an inhaler to help with its asthma?
Or is it B, some turtles can breathe out of their butts?
Or is it C, there's a type of fish that doesn't need to breathe oxygen to live?
One more time, is it A, a gorilla learned how to use an inhaler to help with its asthma?
Or is it B, some turtles can breathe out of their butts?
Or is it C, there is a type of fish that doesn't need to breathe oxygen to live?
When you think you have the correct answer, write it down on a sheet of paper.
And then scream that answer without opening your mouth.
And be sure to check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Condensation.
While you're not able to see it, your breath contains water.
Well, water vapor, that is. When this water vapor hits a colder surface like a mirror, some of your breath becomes a liquid.
These thousands of tiny water droplets that form on the mirror are called condensation.
We challenge you to try breathing on cold surfaces around your home to see which ones fog up with condensation. Try mirrors, glasses, water bottles, and compare them with warmer surfaces. Does the condensation still occur?
And be sure to clean those surfaces after breathing on them, please.
And don't forget to take a photo or video. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures to us at tinkercast.com/share.
And check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game, when we'll play another round of... Two Whats and a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grenman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two Whats and a Wow is now a book. The Two Whats and a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook is available for pre-order now. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info. And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two Whats and a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time, Keep on wowing!
Two Whats and a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.